first by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMaker, an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. 1 o'clock. And welcome back. We're rearranging a little bit of the schedule. John W. Spring will be on the schedule next Monday, an hour number two, which is 1 o'clock Pacific time. And that'll be 3 o'clock Central and 4 o'clock Eastern. Gary, we're going to have you on next Thursday in hour two. And the reason is, of course, we want you on earlier. Our hour one and hour two are also broadcast over on Red State Talk Radio and Revolution Radio. We're adding many new podcast directories, including Alexa and many others, and also going to be launching many other shows that will be happening in the next few days, including yours. I'm not sure what day you chose, but what we're going to be able to do is reproduce your show and actually rebroadcast it multiple times through radio.co. So we'll have you on a live show, but also on a playlist. So I'll actually playlist it so it'll show in other times as well, which is going to be really cool. So, Gary, you have lots of news to cover today. We have the Smollett case. Oops, I hear your feedback. You must have your speaker going. Yeah, you want to turn that down?
Okay, let me go down.
Yeah, you got to get that speaker off.
Is that a little better?
Yeah, it's much better. We want to talk about the Smollett case because the media has paid way too much attention to it. This guy is actually in trouble, but he's on a bond right now. He should be in jail. And, of course, the number of politicians that backed it up, including especially Kamala Harris. She has looked some suspicious things that look like she may have collaborated before this guy even did this event, because days beforehand she actually put out a notice about this kind of issue. And then on top of that, we have the end of the month, next week, we're going to have Kim Jong-un and Trump are going to meet. He's never going to get a deal unless he has a deal with trade and other issues with Russia and China. The Rosatom reactors and guidance systems came from Russia. The Chinese support it with the PLA members, People's Republic and Army members in China, the corporations and the maintenance of the North Korea. And, of course, I have a feeling that North Korea wants to do it, but remember, inside the institutions and the power elite inside North Korea are Stalinists. Like, there's a female Stalinist that would love to do a coup if she could against Kim, if he makes some kind of a deal that somehow they can sort of pull it inside, especially if China and Russia don't think that they've got what they want, which are trade and other deals. So, there's a lot of issues going on there. I think Trump's move with the Democrats actually just agreeing to and then trying to add other money, the optics doesn't look good. I honestly think he should have just kind of moved forward with the state of national emergency, but it doesn't matter. This additional money is going to allow him to go right through to the fall, building the wall. And these Democrats look insane. When I see Beto O'Rourke with his funny-looking mouth making statements of tearing down the existing wall, these people are devils. Some of these people actually probably should go to jail for actually killing people by promoting the drug trade of carfentanil that got stopped 2 weeks ago. That could have killed 127 million Americans. And 300 a week die of heroin coming across the southern border. This is pretty damned insane. And the fact that we even tolerate this in the public discourse and in media, to me, is a disgusting side of current news and geopolitics in America. It's not rational. It's just plain evil, isn't it?
Well, these newspapers, such as Associated Press, I know specifically that Gary Pruitt is running Associated Press. He was a head of the Irvine Foundation, and the Irvine Foundation, together with Haas and Packard, Skull and Bone, Trilateralist, and the Commonwealth Club, which is Bohemian Grove,
right,
supported Leon Panetta. This all goes back to Leon Panetta, including Jesse Smollett.
Right.
Jesse Smollett's father was white. He was a Jewish Russian. His mother is friends with they spent Mother's Day together with Angela Davis. And, of course, Leon Panetta's campaign manager, Don Lane, gave Angela Davis the key to the city of Santa Cruz in 2015. So we're talking current stuff. We're not talking, juvenile exuberance or utopia desires. So anyway, Angela Davis was a vice presidential candidate for communist Gus Hall. and Panetta apparatchik Mayor Don Lane was on hand to give Angela Davis a key to the city of Santa Cruz, and he told Davis that his daughter was a great fan of hers. Well, this Panetta Patsy, Don Lane, who gave the key away to communist Angela Davis. Angela Davis provided a gun that blew a judge's head apart and killed four other people. She avoided arrest by fleeing California, using aliases, and changing her appearance to avoid detection. A couple months later, the FBI arrested her, and there were one or two jurists on the Marin County that were either communist-oriented under the Hugh DeLacy type of enforcement that, well, we see it with the crime bosses, too, that will let the crime boss go because they've got enough information on them that it's, you know, a deal too dangerous to turn down.
Right.
But Angela Davis is the confidant of Mullet's brother. The other thing is that his mother said that her model in life was Julian Bond. Now, Julian Bond, he went to a Spelman College. Spelman is the name of the wife of John D. Rockefeller.
Right.
So he's, you know, he's got a twist from the beginning of his thinking by, you know, the elite itself. So Julian Bond was part of SNCC, which is the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. He served as the first president for the Southern Poverty Law Center for 10 years. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center, I'm sure you've got information.
Oh, yeah, they're bad guys.
About them.
Right.
You know, they're part of the deep state. They are now this evil, totally Marxist, inciting and behind some of the terrible disasters and terror inside the United States, such as the Oklahoma bombing. But Facebook and Google and YouTube use the Southern Poverty Law Center, part of the deep state, to censor their people that can participate with Facebook, Google, and YouTube. Now, this Julian Bond that they love so much was part of the W.E.B. Du Bois communist clubs. Of course, he advocates same-sex marriage and all the other, you know, he believes in climate, global warming. I mean, the guy is an absolute tool, and even using that in its worst sense of, you know, the Rockefeller Spelman College. And, of course, he's chucked under the chin and given, you know, enough money to exist through life, totally promoting, you know, global government or whatever their tactics are at the time. In fact, they change their tactics a lot, so these people have no aversion in changing course at the snap of a finger or a whistle. They are totally toadies, just as Don Lane and all those people under the Panetta machine throughout.
Yeah, I want you to roll back a bit, though. You mentioned that Smollett's father was Jewish and that there's a connection there. Expand that a bit, because I want you to, you know, because this guy Smollett got way too much attention on the media and these politicians. All the Democrats lined up in the media to totally condemn anybody. MAGA. How about these white MAGA hat people? I mean, what's the story there? Can you flesh that out a little bit? Because he said he wasn't paid enough money, and now he's saying on Drudge he did it because he was under the influence of drugs. Drugs made him do it. Season finale cliffhanger. I mean,
yeah.
And then he's got a T-shirt on and says F-U-C-K Donald and shows the American flag on a T-shirt. It's like, this guy's a smirking maniac, and why is he not in jail? How come he's on a bond? And the thing is, he's trying to incite social riots in America. I'm not racist. I don't give a damn what color somebody is. But when I have someone try to balkanize and break America up into racial groups, this is dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And as I mentioned, Oklahoma City, and you have some experience with that, you know, the crisis actors and artificial situations and the fact that they were pulling bomb after bomb out of the Oklahoma building, it is clear and as solid as evidence as that is. And these moves to ignite violence all have ties to the Panetta machine. We go back to Christine Blasey Ford, who has a home in Santa Cruz, and she's got ties to the, you know, Panetta enforcement network. Her father was MK Ultra. Her brother's part of Fusion GPS.
Right.
Fusion GPS is in Washington, D.C., and does strategic so-called intelligence and due diligence services for corporations, law firms, and investors worldwide. They're deep state. This is part of the Panetta network. In fact, Panetta is having a speakers forum at his Panetta Institute, and one of the people he's bringing is Clapper. But Panetta is as evil as they can be, and you know, he looks like that comedian from England. I can't think of his name, but his smiles and handshakes just seem to disarm everybody, just as Alger Hiss, when he, you know, looks so smooth and handshaking and sociable. But the same thing happened at the, you know, the Covington High School, the deep state attack on those college teenagers. And again, it included people across the political spectrum, including Skull and Bones, William Buckley, and the rip on Republicans. People need to look that up to clean up the Republican Party and not support a single one of them. It'll name, if you look up Rip on Society, they will find every congressman and senator that is a sellout and an advocate of global government. And that includes Solis and Kevin McCarthy. So you got to get tough. You got to stop believing the bull crap that they give you, you know, day in and day out. But if it weren't for the cameras of some independent people that showed that the scenario and the crisis actors were totally phony, that might have ignited violence, just as Juicy or Jesse Smollett is. That all these operations are connected to Leon Panetta, who was head of the Department of Defense and the CIA, and was packing those institutions with his left behinds and the people that are devoted to the parallel government in which they intend to invoke. And it's coming soon if people can't wake up to this.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is Trump needs to start delicensing media and magazines. Bezos and his magazine needs to be hit. I mean, after the Covington kids is just another example. This guy, look, and I think they should take out individuals first, like remove Costa. This guy needs to be de-Costed, I call it, you know, where he raises ridiculous questions and tries to get really obstructive and vile in these meetings with Trump, asking questions that are not rational.
Yeah, well, I don't mind the opposition there. What I mind are the people with the knives, the people that pretend they're on his side.
Well, that's true, too. They need to be removed. The problem is, you see, it's very hard for us to get through to Trump. If I can, I want to get a meeting between you, me, and others that would be good advisors to talk to Trump or email or even send him a video to say, wake up, Trump. You're being screwed around with by people around you that you think are your allies or not. Right?
Yeah, no, it's the Elliot Abrams and his the guy from the Project for a New American Century that he's got hanging around him. It's the people that are close to him that are defeating.
Okay, now, you mentioned PNAC. Okay, who's the PNAC guys around him right now?
I brought up PNAC because I can't think of his name. He's always on Fox, the guy that looks like Yosemite Sam.
Oh, you're talking about Lightning Bolt, we call him, Bolton.
That guy, yeah. And for some reason.
He's got the eyebrows and everything. He looks, yeah, the Yosemite. He's got the Yosemite look, yeah. Okay, John Lightning Bolt, again, these people are bad people. I mean, they're basically acting like they're somehow an ally, but they're his worst enemies. It's bad enough to have media.
Well, they've been devoted for decades on the other side. I mean, everybody, you look at the Project for a New American Century, I encourage people to go back there and look at these people. You know, they're all skull and bones and CFR, you know, Richard Pearl and all these people that have been deceiving and hating America and trying to transform it, as Obama says. And it continues. And, of course, the whole, you know, there was a Russian undercover agent, Carl Prussian, who wrote the California Dynasty of Communism, and he named three people, and that was State Attorney Stanley Mosk, Alan Cranston, and Governor Brown Sr. Well, one of the persons that was an intern for Alan Cranston was Kamala Harris, who's being groomed by the central bankers for the presidency of the United States.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics, and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour with the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return with toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10, the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and Ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and Watts-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C+, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So, Gary, I'd summarize it this way. We have some very evil people who's putting us all in grave danger of a future thermonuclear, chemical, biolar, and scalar war. While there's earth changes occurring, that means we're heading toward a pole shift. We have a weakening of the magnetosphere and increasing radiation levels. We're in the danger of economic chaos and the economic collapse, besides the danger 10 years and 3 months from now of a large asteroid 3 times the size of the one that killed the dinosaurs that struck Earth 65 million years ago, with a 1% chance of it or its debris field striking Earth. I don't understand the stupidity and the devilishness of the people involved in the media, like Smollett and these other leftists like Panetta. I don't understand it in terms of humanity. There's just pure evil behind it, isn't there? And it transcends normal human decency and respect for other human beings or other life forms on the planet. It really is self-destructive, massive omnicide, or killing everything on the planet. It really is evil, isn't it?
Well, it's a lust for supremacy and domination over the Earth itself. They're not looking for the future, so-called, of the Earth, which everybody claims that, you know, we need to trim the planet of the population in order to save Mother Gaia. It really is their ensconcement
and control
of the world.
If it was saving Mother Gaia, there's no saving Mother Gaia. There's killing Mother Gaia. For example, when they want to do carbon capture, they're decreasing the carbon oxygen cycle so they could drop the oxygen and kill all the mammals on the planet. When they're allowing pollution to occur out in the oceans, at the same time they want to get rid of fossil fuels aren't the problem. Carbon is a fuel that actually allows plants and trees to grow. It's not a problem. You just want to stop toxic volatile chemicals, and you don't want plastic in the oceans, you want total recycling of material so nothing goes in a landfill site. It goes into a recycling facility, like a high-temperature oven, to actually convert it back to minerals and metals. What I see happening is pure insanity. And the thing is, there's an end date to this kind of craziness, which could be an accidental thermonuclear war, chemical or biological war, or just a biological collapse of the power grid. And 90% of the population in Western nations will die just from not protecting us from a coronal mass ejection. For example, how I would protect against the... And I'll just give a list of what my solutions are. Number one, don't put solar panels in space like Solarin. Do start tokamak fusion reactors and have plasma distribution lines. You don't have to have substations with UHF transformers, which, by the way, are extremely sensitive to electromagnetic pulse from an EMP. Do have distributed power, not just a giant power grid, so that if power goes out in one part of the system, it has backup so that people don't lose power, because power can cause no food being transferred, no gasoline being pumped in the gas stations, and people could freeze to death in the dark. We need to have a system set up so we have a defense of Earth against incoming missiles for EMP or nuclear weapons, but also we need an interlocking financial system so all economies are interlocked to one currency standard based on gold. And we need to have a system set up so that we protect intellectual property so nations don't steal other nations' things. We also need to make sure that we don't allow, you know, the spreading of crazy abortion. People don't realize the abortion and infanticide is going to precede the
creation of transhumans, where humans and animals will create, hybridize and more create cyborgs in the future. And people say, well, that won't happen. The latest movie by Cameron actually shows a robot female. She's not just a robot. She's a cyborg. She's got a human brain inside her skull, and the rest of her is a cyborg body. Now, if you think they make them out of metal and parts, pretty soon they'll make them out of a fleshy material that can be transhuman, part animal, part human. People say, oh, that won't happen. I said, look, it's only a matter of time, and it's not very far away. It's only months and years, not decades away. So what I see happening is the human race is not facing the fact they're not ready for the future, are they?
They have no idea. It's really a shame. They've been dumbed down, and I compare it to how the Chinese bound the feet of their wives to make them so small that they, they couldn't leave the house and possibly messed around. Or almost like the Muslims covering their women, in a tent so nobody, will challenge their, their manhood or their whatever they've got between the two of them. But you go back, we can't go back forever, but if we go back to the Illuminati and then we go back to Karl Marx, we go to Colonel House's Philip Drew Administrator and the Nelson Rockefeller's The Future of Federalism, the latest version that encaptures all of the new age aspects and the cap control, the carbon aspects of how the world's going to be is designed under this new nation of Pacifica, which is a model to be adopted by the Western states as a breakaway, basically a Chinese communist, Marxist, New Age, no energy, green a country that will be part of the New World Order. And this is supposed to include, our Hollywood and Silicon Valley, Washington and Oregon and Western Nevada, so they get all the minerals. And it would be the, fourth or fifth largest nation in the world. And actually, all of these Panetta people, I mean, this is being promoted by the communications director of the recently set up independent power organization for the Soviet called AMBAG, Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments. This is right in the heart of Panettistan. So this design, this new model, I encourage people to look up Pacifica. I encourage you to look up the disasters that Leon Panetta has perpetuated. Actually, the interview between Jeff Sessions and Leon Panetta, when Panetta, without any authority of Congress, did their invasions of Libya, and he was asked where he got his authority. And, of course, it was from NATO and the UN. So they've totally
undercut. They didn't get it from the Congress, did they?
Not at all. And, of course, we haven't had a war declared by Congress since the Second World War. Truman was a member of the KKK, a true globalist. He carried Lord Tennyson's poem in his pocket or his wallet for years. You go to Eisenhower and you look at all the people on the left, from the Ruther brothers to the globalists to the Skull and Bones, trying to draft him for the Democrats, and then they figured he'd probably be better off as a Republican because there was a build-up coming. And I think that's what we're looking at now, is people are getting so sick of the Democrats that they're going to place in somebody that sounds and looks good and will mouth what we want to hear, but will be just as deliberate on the right as a Hegelian tool for the conspiracy as any Obama. So we need to keep our eyes open on this.
Do you think Trump is going to do the right thing between now and 2020?
I keep my fingers crossed. He's done more than anybody else. I don't think, personally has any reason to be there to make any money or to enhance anything for his family. The best thing he could do is flee someplace. So he's taking a bashing. He's surrounded by disinformation and a lot of at Brutes or, you know, around him with the knives out for him. And I just hope he can maintain as long as he does. And I hope there will be people out there, actually some of those listening to our program, that can start to create strategies to recover and make free localities and be able to expand those. These things can happen fast. There was a anti-Masonic party that bloomed in the early 1800s that shut down some of those controls. Well, they didn't dominate. They got a few congressional and eventually ex-persons that were anti-Masonic as president of the United States. But it tamed the conspiracy for a while. I don't think there is any one answer. I think generation after generation, people are going to have to fight for their freedom. Again, it's closing in now, and they have a breather under Trump, and let's take advantage of it.
Let's go down through the list of what Trump should do, but he hasn't done yet. Number one, he needs to launch the Bracero 2 program. He shouldn't have talked to Nancy Pelosi and signed this agreement with the Democrats, but needless to say, there's some restrictions. There's three mayors in these towns that are adjacent to the border that actually have previous deals with the drug cartels, so they're obviously going to try to object, maybe put a cardboard box up for the wall. We need to have Trump negotiate proper missile defense, not just with Russia, but with China, who's weaponizing the South China Sea, and China is involved with Venezuela as well as Russia. So we had a talk with the second hour with Harley Schlanger, and he doesn't think that China is provocative in Russia. We have our classified sources at the Rosatom. Missile guidance systems and rockets for North Korea actually came from Russia, from the Rosatom facility outside Moscow. So when people don't have the advantage of my access to information, there's three sources. Number one is the SewerNet, I call the Internet. Number two is classified sources from classified sources inside the government. And the third, which is something they can't stop, is God will literally give me visions and dreams that I can validate. And when all three balls, like the game Keno in Las Vegas plays, and all three balls come down and say the same thing, you know we're on the right track. You can smell blood. You know that the Russians are not playing fair ball, and neither are the Chinese. Of course, neither are we. When we weaponize the Ukrainians against Russians coming across the border, when we try to put intermediate-range nuclear missiles in Europe, which we tried to, we actually damaged them and destroyed them. But the Russians didn't hold to the treaty. They actually violated it in Kaliningrad and put intermediate-range nuclear missiles in Kaliningrad, south of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. So when I see Putin acting, you know, fakely enraged, he's a lying piece of human garbage. And so is Xi when he's trying to pretend that he's going to play fair with America when they're not going to play fair. They've been taking over ports with this Belt and Road system all over the place. Unless we move it to an international system where they can't have Chinese take over ports as a counter to the giant debt that they have when they built this Belt and Road system, China's going to expand their control of seaports and roadways and railways all across the world. And people
well,
don't get it.
Exactly. You're looking at William Buckley, who supported giving away the Panama Canal with the Chinese ports at both ends of the Panama Canal. And then you look at William Buckley and his attack on the the Catholic kids, or supposedly Buckley's Catholic and revered as a conservative by many Catholics that really don't know the score. But again, there's a parallel government. It's not just the government's articulations, whether senators or presidents. The drug trade into the Golden Triangle or into Afghanistan still exists. And there was a guy by the name of Gary Sick from the Mercury newspapers over here in San Jose that was doing research on that and was able to follow the drugs, from the origin through the CIA to the central cities. And then, of course, we had Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz, who went to the Golden Triangle. And the same thing, he was able to interview Sue Khan or Khan Sue, I forget which way it goes, but that was still available on YouTube as recently as 3 or 4 months ago. I don't know if it's still out there. But right. he said his biggest buyer was Richard Armitage, who was number two under the Department of Defense, Caspar Weinberger under Ronald Reagan. So,
right.
you know, it doesn't make any difference which party it is. This stuff is going on, and both parties are controlled and infiltrated by members of the Bilderberger Trilateral and Council on Foreign Relations, and those are the guys that make the decisions. And you're lucky to get a few decent people in there that are doing their job, and I think there are much of them because information is done on need to know. So many people think they're doing what their dedication and their duty. They think they're defending and protecting you and me when really they've been conned through the Rand Corporation and Tavistock and all the other mental ways that they can get people to do things that are against the interest of us in building a world government.
Yeah, I call it the evilocracy. And they both have the mask of being leftist or rightist, but they're all just basically Satanists and Luciferian dialectic of the masters of chaos, aren't they?
The ones that are leading the pack are.
Yep. Back in a moment.
CardiVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Okay, and please continue. I want you to analyze this further about the Smollett thing, because it got a lot of the press news. And what went on with Kamala Harris, because there's a lot of evidence that Kamala Harris knew about it and was actually at the front edge of this, trying to use it to push forward her campaign ahead of Bernie Sanders, because Bernie basically is a known commodity. In fact, there's about seven or eight people running beside him on the extreme left. It's very likely that Bernie will be the one that could be electable. Now, I don't support socialism. I support affordable health care. I saw socialism kill people in Canada, including both my parents. I want people to understand, when you have socialized health care, a lot of things are just not available. In Britain, if you're 57, you don't qualify for a stent if you need one. In Ontario a few years ago, they actually tried to pass a law, and they actually countered it with the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, that if you're a smoker and needed a cardiac bypass surgery called a CABG, you didn't qualify. They let you die. You don't have to understand what's going on here. Innovative care gets squashed. Doctors get disciplined if they try to develop any new technologies for helping people get well at less expense. The control system, the control freak system, doesn't give doctors pensions if they themselves get sick. They have no, you know, basically way of supporting themselves. They want to work part-time as a female doctor, let's say. We see the same thing going on with Bernie Sanders wanting free college, free this and that. I want it for affordable, and you can make it affordable with regulation, but you don't want top-down government control. You don't want the largest stadium in the country not being the NFL, but being universities spending billions of dollars because they get government grants and so on. You don't want students in debt to their eyeballs so they can never own a home or start a family. But you don't want top-down government forcing your kids to say, hey, you're a kid in California now. For example, can tell his parents, even in grammar school, I want to be a girl or a boy, and they can start giving hormone therapy and surgery to them against the will of the parents. And or that if your kid doesn't take vaccines, they can't go to public school. This is what happens when you have top-down government. It's evil, okay? And the fact is, all socialism is atheistic, satanic, luciferic control freaks who really don't care about you living longer or well. They just want everybody to have gruel. Be basically just above poverty, totally dependent on the government, and the power elite have everything, don't they?
Yeah, everything has to do with compliance, and we saw 30 years ago when the schools were saying that the young girls can have abortion and their parents not notified because, you know, really the children belong to the state. And you look at Harris, you know, she was an intern for Alan Cranston, and people can find there's a way to get the California dynasty of communism if they do a hard search. I'm sorry, I can't give you the hyperlink here, But look up California Dynasty of Communism, written by Carl Prussian. Actually, the foreword to the book, California Dynasty of Communism, is Major Racy Jordan. Major Racy Jordan was in charge of the Lend-Lease materials going to the Soviet Union through Montana, Great Falls, Montana. And he kept a diary of some of the things we're going through, and some of them were unusual that he didn't recognize. One was heavy water, and the other was uranium. So it was during World War II that the okay from Roosevelt's White House was saying that these things can go forward, and it was 1949 that the Soviet Union blew off their first atomic bomb. So somebody as serious as Major Racy Jordan did the introduction to California's Dynasty of Communism, written by Carl Prussian, an FBI undercover person that identified Alan Cranston, Stanley Mosk, and senior Governor Brown. So here we have Harris working for Alan Cranston as an intern. So there is no disruption of this California Dynasty of Communism. In fact, Alan Cranston was a trilateralist. Leon Panetta was sponsored by trilateralist David Packard, including Nelson Rockefeller, who founded the Trilaterals Commission. And then in Southern California, you had Mayor Bradley, who was a member of the Trilaterals Commission. So the state of California is deeply, they've had their head turned around and their brains fried and rearranged. So what's going on here is outrageous. You've got Willie Brown, who was a San Francisco assemblyman. In fact, he headed the California State Assembly. And he was supported by the Communist Du Bois Club, and he put in the Associated Press that he wanted to get rid of 80% of local government, that everything should be controlled from Sacramento. So it would be turned over basically to the Soviets, like AMBAG, these COGS, Councils of Government. So all of this continues. This last Tuesday, which is, 48 hours ago, I went to San Benito County Board of Supervisors, and I used the public opinion poll. You get three, public oral communication to the supervisors, and you're given 3 minutes. We were looking for it today, and we're told that the company that videotapes this stuff didn't show up in time. But this is where I was exposing the Panetta Network. But that's
right.
How
and by the way,
Panetta
Network's tied right back to even to Smollett, isn't it? And to people like Kamala Harris. I mean, these people are, in a sense, tied to the same network, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're wired heavy and complete. It's in the various groups are still being run as if you were on a large animal farm, you know, with the geese and the chickens and the herds and the, you know, the cowboys and, of course, the Judas goat and the switch or whatever they use to, you know, chase the geese around with. People are considered no more than animals, and their children no more than fodder for the state, and the parents are considered evil if they try to influence their own children.
Wow. That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, they're pushing. They're on the verge. They're able to call Pacifica, and hardly a person in the state knows about it. And by ripping this open, I think the elite is very vulnerable, because in the old days you could only reach one or two people at a time, and mail would take days to get to somebody. And with the internet and so forth, it's great. And that's why people
William Bond. I'm doing some new things with our radio shows and media. Number one, we're getting in every podcast directory on the planet that's of significance, including Alexa, iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, etc. Secondly, I'm inventing and developing with my tech, Simon, the first searchable, AI searchable, audio searchability, so you can literally ask the question like your Siri, and it'll actually find the audio stream and identify and pull a stream for you. So we're going to have total audio searchability as well as text searchability over in Deagle Network. So that's right now not on radio.co or on all the podcast directories, but over in Deagle Network, I'm building an AI search engine that'll be the first in the world using artificial intelligence to actually allow audio searchability. The problem is, you see, with the spread of information and then the spread of searchability, that's why, for example, Jeff Bezos of Amazon and Google are the pressing corporations on the planet because they have AI. Well, I'm actually building AI because I have a background in artificial intelligence and quantum computing, and I'm building it so that people will be able to find your information about this and find out that Kamala Harris is part of the Panetta scheme, okay? And all these globalists that are leftists like Bernie Sanders, but then there's also globalists on the right. Look at, we call Lightning Bolt, you know? Look at all
John
the others.
Bolton, yeah.
John Bolton, look at these others. These are on the other side. They don't want to have peace with Russia and China. They want to have things ramp up to a big nuclear war down the road.
Smollett's mother said her mentor was Julian Bond. Julian Bond was the head of the Southern Poverty Law Center for 10 years. It is Facebook, Google, and YouTube that has the Southern Poverty Law Center determine what goes on the air. Now, how can you have the richest people in the whole world have the so-called street communist decide what can go on and what doesn't? Communism is merely a tool of the very wealthy, and all these kids and students that think they're fighting against the establishment are being screwed over in saps and being thrown on the cannon fire. So it's outrageous, and those conservatives that do the left-right and the establishment versus the street people have it all wrong and are perpetuating a fraud.
Well, that's why, as far as I'm concerned, the university needs to be started to be defunded. We have now the universities are totally brainwashing places to turn kids into social communists and set up for transhumanism and a godless world where basically genetic engineering and robots and cyborgs take over. That's where we're headed. And they don't even want to have a middle class. They want mind control of the whole population, so they'll even know your intentions of your heart, because they'll be able to have a pre-crime establishment managed by people like, you know, a future division of, say, the NSA or some social media, where they won't just know about what you buy and sell and pop up things on your computer screen. They'll know about what's going on inside your head. I mean, they already have this in China.
You can find some data at news-expose.org. You'll find some of this information there. Check it and pursue it. Make a catalog. Make a file. You're going to have to be the strategist for your own survival and that of your family, because it's going to get rough.
Yeah. Yeah. You did an amazing job. We still have 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to do a little summary here. What I think Trump should do is, number one, stop dialoguing with the left and the right that are trying to be globalists. Start just doing his things that he has to, like the emergency building the wall and stopping the overstay of visas. Set up the treaties with North Korea, but he has to have organizations that actually put the screws to the PLA members in Communist China that ship us carfentanil that could potentially kill 127 million Americans. Seize their bank accounts. Shut down the Putin and his bankers that have placed intermediate-range cruise missiles, high-speed hypersonic cruise missiles in Lao Chila Island. At the same time, we can open up and say, look, this is what will happen if you don't play ball. In other words, you have to use a very big carrot and a big stick, a stick with spikes in it. Not just a stick, but a stick with spikes in it, because Putin doesn't take it seriously yet, does he?
I'll tell you what would make a big difference. Have the IRS head shut down these foundations that are nothing more than 365-day, 724-hour political organizations. If somebody wants to give the charity, let them pay their goddamn taxes and then let them give their charity. These foundations are a fraud, and they're a way for the elite and the bullies and the propagandists to manipulate the American
Like the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these foundations are set up by all these billionaires. They're to control the society and even now control the electoral process, aren't they?
Right. They should be abolished.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
And I think Trump should have done that. He should be moving against media that are actually doing a hard coup, not a soft coup. He should be moving around fence. They nations are trying to steer society away from rationalism, which means a good economy for Americans and a safe world for everybody on Earth, and a defensive Earth strategy against economic chaos, geopolitical, economic, thermonuclear, biological, chemical, and a defensive Earth against coronal mass ejections and maintaining our power supply for all the nations on the Earth, and a safe world for everybody to live in. And I'm not afraid of power outages from EMP weapons, the weapon of indignation, or thermonuclear strike, or biological weapons. That's what we have to do.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.